हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। So that day we stopped in the pastime of Kanchipurna, isn't it?
Yes.
Now all of you pay attention. Now all of you know who is Yamunacharya, isn't it?
Yes.
All of you know Yamunacharya? Now what happened? Yamunacharya and Sri Rangam, he became sick. He became very sick. He was going to leave his body. So he remembered Ramanuja. He told his disciples, another disciple called Mahapurna. He requested Mahapurna that you go, I'm remembering Ramanuja, you please bring Ramanuja here. And they thought that he'll be able to stay for some time. So Mahapurna from Sri Rangam. Now where is Ramanuja staying?
Mahapurna
is in Sri Rangam. Yamunacharya are in Sri Rangam. Where is Ramanuja now?
Yeah,
he is in Kanchipuram, not in Kanchipurna. In Kanchipuram. In Kanchipuram, Kanchipurna used to serve the which deity?
Varadaraj.
Yes. So this Mahapurna from Sri Rangam, he went walking to
Kanchipuram.
It takes 4 days to walk. So he went walking to bring Ramanuja to see Yamunacharya leaving his body. Understood? What happened? Now when he went to call Ramanuja, Ramanuja was asking, my God, I am so sinful. How is it Guru Maharaj Yamunacharya is remembering me? So then Mahapurna said, you please come with me. Yamunacharya is leaving his body. So then by the time they went walking, Yamunacharya, time came for him to leave his body. So when he was leaving his body, he was meditating on all these 12 alvars. He was meditating on them. He was meditating on their lotus feet. He was meditating on the pastimes of Krishna. And he was thinking all these things and he left his body. Sri Yamunacharya ki.
Jai.
Sri Yamunacharya left his body before Ramanuja and Mahapurna could come. Now Mahapurna and Ramanuja, they came there. And the whole of Sri Rangam, everybody was crying loudly. Because Yamunacharya was such a great acharya. He was such a great teacher. He was such a great devotee. Now he is no more. They are missing his association. So everyone was crying. Now Mahapurna and Ramanuja came there. And then they thought, why are everyone crying? Then they came to know Yamunacharya has left his body. So Mahapurna felt very bad. He had tears in his eyes because he was separated from his Guru Maharaj. That is the most difficult thing for a student to bear when his teacher leaves his body. So he really felt very bad. And when Ramanuja came there, his full eyes was filled with tears. He couldn't even see anything. And he felt unconscious. Just felt unconscious. He couldn't even bear, oh, my Guru has left me. So then, Yamunacharya, Mahapurna, it was very difficult for bringing Ramanuja back to consciousness. He was sprinkling all waters from all holy rivers. He was doing all the best he could to bring Ramanuja back to consciousness. And then, Ramanuja, when he got up, he saw one special thing. He saw something very special. You know what he saw? He saw 3 fingers of Yamunacharya. Please pay attention. He saw 3 fingers of Yamunacharya clenched like this. Yamunacharya had left his body, but his 3 fingers were kept like this. So he asked all the disciples, was it like this before? So they said, no, it was not like that before. So Ramanuja, he understood the heart of Yamunacharya. He understood what was there in his teacher's heart. See, a real student is a student who understands the heart of his teacher. Ramanuja was such a great student. No one was as great as Ramanuja because he could understand his teacher's heart. So Ramanuja, understanding the teacher's heart, he said that three things were there in the life of Yamunacharya which he could not complete in his lifetime. So he expects us to complete that. And what was that? Ramanuja said, I will spread pure devotion, pure bhakti throughout India. The first finger opened. I will spread bhakti throughout India. Pure bhakti. Pure devotion to Lord Krishna. First finger opened. Two fingers were still clenched. Then he said, there is the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is a scripture. He said that I will write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, glorifying the qualities of the Lord. Second finger opened. And that book was called Sri Bhashya. And third, he said, remembering Parashara Muni, who wrote Vishnu Puran, I will name one of my disciples as Parashara Muni. Third finger opened. I will name one of my disciples as Parashara Muni in remembrance of Parashara Muni, the original Parashara Muni who wrote Vishnu Puran. This way, Ramanuja was the only person who understood the heart of Yamunacharya. Understood? Then, Ramanuja, again he went back to where? Kanchipuram. And then he went and told Kanchipurna that now since in my heart I accepted Yamunacharya as my guru, but now he is not there. So someone has to give me initiation. So you please accept me as your student. He told to Kanchipurna. But Kanchipurna, see if anyone else was there in the place of Kanchipurna, no one would have refused. Ramanuja was such a great student. Even to have such a great student is anyone would have taken. Kanchipurna said, I am not qualified. I cannot take you. I am a Lokla Shudra. How can I act? You know how Kanchipurna was, right? Yesterday I told you the story of Kanchipurna, right? But Kanchipurna is saying, I cannot accept him as my disciple. So Ramanuja told to Kanchipurna, since you talk every day to Varadraj, please ask Varadraj what I should do, whom I should accept as my guru. So then, because Yamunacharya is not there now, so then Kanchipurna asked Varadraj, and Varadraj said that Varadraj gave six advices for Ramanuja. In that, one of the advice was that ask him to accept the great Mahapurna as his guru, as his teacher. So this was the message he got. Should I continue?
Yes.
So this Mahapurna, Ramanuja was going on the way to get initiation from Mahapurna. At that time Mahapurna was coming from Srirangam towards Kanchipuram. So Ramanuja, he went and met Mahapurna. He said, you please initiate me now itself. Mahapurna said, no, we will go to Varadaraj temple in Kanchipuram. There I will give you initiation. But he said, no, I want it just now itself, because you never know when you will leave this body. So I want to take initiation now itself. So then Mahapurna, he initiated Ramanuja and he gave the sacred mantra in his ears. So then he received the sacred mantra. Then after that, Ramanuja also requested Mahapurna to stay in his house. And Mahapurna and his wife, they stayed in the house of Ramanuja for some time. Now almost 6 months passed. One day, the wife of Ramanuja, what was her name? Ramanuja. Rakshakambal. Okay. She and the wife of Mahapurna, they both were removing water from a well. At that time, by mistake, some drops of water from Mahapurna's wife's bucket fell into the bucket of Rakshakambal. So she got very annoyed. She said, how is this? Your husband is a high class Brahmana. And my father, this house where we are staying, it is my father's. And my father is such a high class Brahmana. And you all are staying in my house. On top of that, what you have done? You have put the water from your pot into my pot. Because they were again low class. Mahapurna and his wife were, this is all, you know, external things. Devotees don't see these things. Yeah, this is not spiritual world. Yeah, in so this Ramanuja's wife, she got very much wild with Mahapurna's wife, and she's Mahapurna's wife was a very chaste and very silent lady. She didn't say anything. She just told to Mahapurna what happened, and they both very silently they packed up everything and they left the house of Ramanuja. When Ramanuja came home, he got really angry at his wife, what she had done. She told everything. She said, how can I do that? You know, they mixed the water from their pot in our pot. So she told this. Ramanuja really felt very bad. So two things happened which made Ramanuja really get upset with his wife. What was the first thing? Who remembers? Yes. Yeah, she threw the leftover. She threw away the leftover of Kanchipurna. That is one. And second is, now she shouted at Mahapurna's wife, because of which his beloved Guru Ramanuja was so happy. My Guru is staying in my house. But now he had to go because of his wife. So Ramanuja really felt very sad, and he went to the temple of Varadraj and he was just chanting his rounds. At that time a beggar came to the house of Ramanuja. He went and begged to Rakshakambal to give something. She got very annoyed because of all this thing happened. She said, go, I don't want to give you anything. She really got very angry. So this beggar, he went and complained to Ramanuja. That see, your wife, she didn't give anything and she scolded me also. So Ramanuja, he got an idea. He removed one leaf and in that he wrote something. And he said, you go and give this to my wife, she will give you a feast. So then, that beggar, he took that leaf and he went to the house of Ramanuja. And he gave that leaf to his wife. And Ramanuja had told, you tell her that your father has sent this letter. So then immediately she opened the letter and she felt very happy. And she said, you please come. And she cooked nice prasad and she gave that beggar a nice feast and then he went. And what was written in that letter? That her sister is going to get married in few days. So you please come. Lot of work is there. So you please come and help. And signed by father of the wife, I mean of Rakshakambal. So she felt so happy and then she went to her father's place. Ramanuja, everything was free for him. So he went to Varadraj temple and then he accepted sannyas at that time. He took saffron clothes and he took sannyas. So this is how Shripad Ramanujacharya accepted sannyas for the welfare of everyone. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki
Jai.
Shri Kanchipurna ki
Jai.
Shri Mahapurna ki
Jai.
Shri Varadaraj Swami ki
Jai.
Shri Ranganath Swami ki
Jai.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.